Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cup. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Blech.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that sound. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down. Wiggling.
Yeah, yeah, this is Cassidy, the hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw. And you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey, what it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Episode number 520, live and direct, Off the Cuff Radio. I'm your host, King Eric, the Media Assassin. And this show is sponsored by Cocaine Buddy Boy Entertainment, Da Vinci, Cloven, Fleetwood and the Cot Pickers, Jesse Boutique, Core Financial. I got my host T-Max with the facts in the building. What's good, my man?
What it do, y'all? Another Friday of, on the frequency of OTC up in the building. Even a hurricane can't keep us down. We still moving.
Yes, indeed, man. Yes, indeed. We got a dynamite show going on tonight. But before we go to that, man, first of all, we want to send a big rest in peace to Coolio, who passed away Wednesday night. We want to send his condolences dog, to his friend, family, friends, and associates, and anybody that's down with him. Total tragedy, man.
Yeah, man. And also, too, you know, we got to send the rest in peace to G.I. Joe as well, man. So it's, you know, I mean, man, I mean, that's just crazy to lose two icons of the West within a week, of, you know, a couple weeks of each other. I mean, this is why we do what we do, King. You know what I'm saying? This is about us trying to do our part as journalists, just in the most humblest way, to the best of our ability, to be part of their legacy, you know, interviewing. California, we love y'all, you know, and we share in the loss, you know, of your soldiers as well. And we just continue to keep doing what we do.
No doubt, man. And you know what, though? In the meantime, until we wait for our guests, we want to go ahead and, you know, pay homage to Coolio right now, man. We want to play a joint from his classic joint, as a matter of fact. See you when you get there.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, man. Anybody want to call and chime in? If your power's still on, number 516-531-9596. We're going to be back at it shortly. This is Coolio. All see right. You when you get there.
Back in a minute. Let's do it.
running at your locum, but you're broken. Let me get you open. Now little Timmy got his diploma and little Jimmy got life. And Tamika around the corner just took her person off the bike. The other homie shot the other homie and ran off with his money. And when the other homie talked about it, they thought that it was funny. But who's the dummy? Cause now you done lost the hustler. A down-ass brother done been replaced by a buster. And though I got love for you, I know I can't trust you. Cause my crew is rolling hummers and your crew is rolling dust. And just because of that, you act like you don't like a brother no more. I guess that's just the way it goes. I ain't trying to preach. I believe I can reach, but your mind ain't prepared. I'll see you when you get there.
Yeah, man, that was Coolio. See You When You Get There, featuring the 40 Thieves, man. Fly high, homie.
You know, listen to that song. I remember when it first dropped. And it really brings back a lot of memories, man, because, I mean, and I don't want to get overly emotional on this. We got a lot of family in California, a lot of guests, you know, who have grown to become our family. Even, you know, you being in North Carolina, me being in Virginia, over 3,000 miles away. So we share in the tragedy equally. Some of these people we knew personally from interviewing, talking to them off air. So it is something that we can't explain why things have been happening over the past. I mean, dog, I mean, you figure in the past month, we've lost PNB Rock, we've lost G.I. Joe, we've lost Coolio. Going back a further a couple months, we lost Snoopy Blue. You know, so it's obviously about just trying to, and I know it sounds cliche, but we just, you know, stop the violence. Whatever's going on, it's not worth taking somebody's life over. And ultimately, you know, these people have families, they have friends, they have loved ones. Let's try to come together as one. Let's embrace each other. Let's appreciate each other. Let's let each other live. You know, and I think speaking on Coolio, if we can expound upon that for a minute, you know, Coolio was definitely somebody who, for the West, you know, and a lot of times it takes somebody passing for people to really appreciate somebody's art, which I'm going to be blunt. Some people didn't always while he was alive. Did that make him any less a great artist? Absolutely not. This is a Grammy. This is a man who was a Grammy winner. This is a man who really, really came from, you know, if you really know your hip-hop history going back, you know, him and Dub C were part of a group together called Low Profile going back to the early 90s. You know, so ultimately he went off. Dub C went off, you know, formed a mass circle. Coolio went off as a solo artist. And, of course, you know, when we first heard his debut album, It Takes a Seed, you know. I mean, when we first heard Fantastic Voyage, you know, it was something that really, really, really was all about good times, you know, coming out of Compton. You know, he was just about having fun, you know, and this is 94. So you figure 96, Dangerous Minds drops. You know, shout out to LV, who has been on the show with us before. Shout out, you know, to his son as well, Larry J. You know, Coolio won a Grammy for it in terms of best rap performance. I remember what he said at Grammys about when everybody was trying to hate on him, and he said, oh, yeah, for the record, I can rap. And, you know, this man was going all over the world. You know, he parlayed that song, you know, and not only just that, I mean, songs like All the Way Live, like you just played, King, you know, See You When You Get There. I mean, the man has songs that, no, they may have not been necessarily lyrically complex, but this, they were from the heart. They were from his articulation of the art. It was his expression in his profession. And most importantly, bro, it made people happy. And at the end of the day, that's what the culture of the music is all about. People feeling good and enjoying themselves. And Coolio was the epitome of everything we love in the culture about enjoying yourself, having fun, and making music that we can all come together and really, really, really vibe to. We're going to miss you, man. We are going to miss you.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, I want to go in and expound on a few topics that's going on right now, you know, before bring our guests on.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I want to talk about this here. I want to talk about, do you feel that the industry is blackballing the baby? Because his sales came through. It was pretty much subpar. Academics claiming that there's a blackballing effect going on. He's blaming Ebro for it. Now you got Meek Mill, Bootsy, I think Tory Lanez, they saying that the baby is getting blackballed. And Ebro's argument is, how am I blackballing him? And yet, these streaming platforms, you got all these other big streaming platforms like YouTube Music, you got Spotify, you got Tidal, you got all these streaming platforms. How come my one platform that I operate or but don't own blackball you. Maybe you just ain't feeling your music.
I'ma tell you, King, you know our guest is in the host queue. She's gonna chime in on this as well when we bring her in. I'ma just be real, y'all. One thing about it coming into the profession is this. You and me are children of the culture. You are journalists at your core, me just a hip-hop nerd, and we've both been at this for some years. We've seen a lot of artists come in the game, and in this generation of how things, of how artists make their entry point, we just got to keep it real. The industry, in terms of music in general, has become oversaturated. And the same metrics of talent are not the same as when we all came up. Having said that, with the baby, as he made some songs that were, you know, jumping and definitely got it crunk, absolutely. But, King, we can also overlook the fact that this dude has done some very public, you know, mishaps. He's had some stuff that has happened in the spotlight that has really hurt his career in terms of fan interaction and a couple of other things. And that doesn't help in terms of having bad publicity behind you. I don't care how some people try to frame it. If you are to be a bankable artist, if you're going to be a profitable artist, even taking it further, being a popular artist, in a lot of cases, more times than not, it's better to have a situation where people have a very good opinion of you, where it facilitates your fame and not fanning the flames of infamy. And, you know, he like I said earlier, you know, he just has some very public mishaps that have not helped. And also, too, sometimes the music, after a while, you can be a flash in the pan artist, and by no means am I shading him saying that, but the game moves so fast now in terms of where the music is and how people come in. His attention span, especially for this generation, is short. Everybody's on to the next artist. And unless you really have something with staying power that really, really, really resonates with the listening and your core audience, you know, that can bring you through, but if it doesn't, people are on to the next. And with Ebro, Ebro's an influencer. Yes, he has a name. But Ebro, like you said, he has a platform in terms of something that he doesn't own, but is how he gets out. And if Ebro happens to hear this, I say this now out of spite or hate, you know, I think Ebro would agree. Ebro's not a button pusher in the industry. He is not going to dictate who is going to make it and who is not going to make it. His job is a radio personality, internet personality / journalist like we do. You know, just like we're not button pushers in the game, he's not. Does he have more fame than us? Yeah, he does. But at the end of the day, he doesn't make those big decisions in terms of who's going to get in and who's not going to get in. So he's right. You know, if a meat meal,
like you were saying, he became more so like a liability, considering the stuff that he's been getting into for the past year, like beating up his baby mama's brother, getting into involvement with dad, then, you know, you pissing off the rainbow community, then you pissing off your black women community. I mean, just by what you're saying about your baby mom on the live, and then you get in the fights everywhere, like
exactly.
You became a liability now.
Exactly, and I'm gonna go there. The babies are watching this. No pun intended. The kids are looking at this. Parents of the children are looking at this. And is this really the type of image, first and foremost, as a black man, do you want to put out there? You know, but there is an issue with some of these new rappers coming out of this generation who are not understanding the position that they're in from the thing that they attain and how to present themselves and conduct themselves in a way that is professional, because this is a job and you have eyes on you 24/7. And when you start getting out there doing things, it's going to hurt your brand. You know, it doesn't look good from a perspective of people who may want to book you for shows. It doesn't work for you in terms of potential endorsement opportunities. You know, and even for people, like you said, you know, with the LBG, you know, QBT community, you know, it doesn't help to say things that offend them as well. You may not live their lifestyle.
But look at this, though. Look at this,
but
though.
But guess what? Yeah.
You gotta look at, I got, I was going to say, I didn't mean to cut you off, man, but at the end of the day, look at how he got in.
Right.
He came in wearing a diaper, bro.
Exactly.
What can you, you can't expect nothing otherwise than that. Came in wearing a diaper. That's what you're dealing with. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I mean, you know, you come in with a bit of a whatchamacallit, you know, surprise type of vibe, you know, something different. But the reality is, if your music doesn't really keep up, you know, is a time, especially in this time where you got so many people coming out. I mean, you figure he made his debut, what, about 3-4 years ago in earnest? But look at all the rappers that have come out since that time, you know? I mean, and look at all the rappers who are out who have really started to really, really hit their stride now. The game just constantly evolves. It's fluid. People are still, you know, coming in now. And it's, you want to maintain relevancy even after, you know, maybe you slow down. Because everybody has that cooling off period in the industry. It happens. You know, even Michael Jackson and Prince, rest in peace, they had their time when they were kind of low-key. Didn't make them any less legendary. But everybody has a time where you're not going to be in the spotlight. But guess what? You know, they were able to come back in when they made new music and really be back in the game like they never left. You know, Michael had his situation that he got through. Prince was chilling for a while, then he came back with Third Eye Blind, you know, with that all-girl group he had before he passed. I mean, and he was right back in like he never left, you know? You know,
about
even
ways to evolve.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's something that you want to create something classic that even after your, you know, celebrity flame is extinguished, it is still a lasting legacy. You know, and you can reinvent yourself or even come back, you know, is what they call in the industry nostalgia tours, you know, legacy tours. You know, you're touring off of your old catalog of really selling out. Like Coolio did, rest in peace. Coolio had his time. He was laying back, but, you know, shout out to our man Ray Westlife, of course. We had him on a couple months ago. Very good friend of ours. Dope videographer and photographer. Me and him were on the phone a couple nights ago, and he was just talking about how Coolio was overseas, and he was still selling shows out everywhere he was going. You know, and people still remember them from the songs that he made. You know, when you look at DJ Yella, shout out to, you know, him. We had him on last year. Yella is still doing events, you know, in various places across the world. You know, is, you know, 1/4 of NWA. You know, he, you know, it's still a, well, 1/5 or 1/6. I want to get that right, journalism note, because there were so many people involved with NWA outside of Cube, Ren, Dre, Yella, Easy. You know, there was so many others, like Arabian Prince, DJ Trent, you know, everybody. There were so many others who were on that, you know, NWA crew as well that were not mentioned. DOC, you know, but Yella's still out there, you know, doing his thing. You know,
yeah, the tree is very long.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, Q, he's still doing his thing in business. You know, you got Exhibit, who just came in with a new joint with Nas. Who would have thought that? You know, he
Exhibit got a new song with Nas.
Yeah, if nobody mashed it up on the internet, if it wasn't an internet mashing,
I gotta check it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out, man.
So I mean, y'all internet niggas be doing that for real. Y'all be finessing the crap out of us.
Yeah.
And they be talking about, yeah, we got a new Tupac joint featuring Method Man, Red Man, Biggie. End up being an old mashup with old vocals from 93. The beat be so cliche. Y'all niggas be tripping with that. Niggas be having Tupac rapping over Griselda beats. And you thinking it's a new Pac joint? Talk about new Tupac 2022, then. Have a rap it over some West Side Gun beat, and they try to poorly take some Machiavelli vocals and mix it with that. I'm like, y'all niggas need to stop, man. Y'all need to stop for real. It's disgusting. They should give y'all copyright strikes for that. You gonna blend it right, man.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, but I one thing about it is that, and I think this is something that a lot of, you know, the young people, because we're older, and we're more kind of elders now as we get older, and we're looking at, and all we want to say to the young people coming into the game is, understand that once you get into this game, once you attain celebrity, your life is not necessarily your life anymore. It's the public's. It's the whole world. And what you do is going to be watched by prying eyes. Everything from what you wear to how you conduct yourself in public. And some people, King, we've been doing this for some years together. And we've talked about so many topics. And one thing seems to be a constant that comes up in a lot of these discussions that we have, man, and it's about how a lot of these artists, they are not prepared. They want to be famous, but they are not prepared for the fame that comes along with it. And we do not revel. We do not sneer our nose up and say, look at them. We just, as journalists, we look at it from a critical eye because that is what we do at our core. We are journalists. We ask questions. We interview. We commentate. And we see some people out there that get out there and just do crazy things. And we're like, what the hell, man? It's like, why?
I know, right?
You know, I mean,
what do y'all hope to gain out of that, man?
Yeah, I mean, whether Soulja Boy walking through Compton, knowing he not from there, you know, talk about
him. Oh, yeah, speaking of him, man, we got to definitely chop in on this one. We got to chop in on this one here. Now,
yeah.
Those who don't know Soulja Boy, I talked about this today on earlier. Soulja Boy went on a rant calling out Vlad, calling out Say Cheese, calling out Academic, calling out Adam 22 and all these bloggers. I think because Vlad had Teddy Riley up there, and he said that Teddy Riley publicly was saying that Soulja Boy was abusive towards his daughter. So, Soulja Boy.
I missed this.
Yeah, allegedly.
No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, because I missed this. Go ahead.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah, because he knows Teddy Riley. He's on Vlad TV right now. He did an interview, and we all know that Soulja Boy was in a relationship with Teddy Riley's daughter. You can see that on the reality show. And Teddy was making claims that allegedly he was abusive to her. Now, I don't know if it was physically or mentally, but Soulja Boy probably got off that because he was already heated with Vlad because Vlad wanted to interview the people that he supposed to shot. So he went on a whole rant. calling these guys out, calling them vultures, calling them bitches. That I think what really pushed this to the limit was when he said Soulja Boy won't pull up on him, when Glass said that. And then that's when Soulja Boy was like, man, why you talk? You ain't talking like a gangster when Rick Ross is going to beat your ass, nigga.
Well,
my thing is this. My thing is this, though. Y'all say this, y'all say these guys are the police, but yet y'all keep going on the platform. Don't go on the platform. It's that simple.
Yeah, that's true. And the thing about
you know what the, you know what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, Glad's going to ask certain questions because that's what Glad does. If a Soulja Boy to start, you know, and I mean. The thing is with Soulja Boy is this. This isn't the first time that he done gone off on a tangent about somebody who he feels has slighted him. The reality is that, number one, he's not going to pull up on nobody. He knows that and we know that. You know, there's certain things of litigation. There's certain things when the law gets involved that he can talk a tough game about it, but, you know, he really gets in some legal shit. Ain't enough money that's going to get him out of that if it really escalates into something else. So he needs to back up. You know, if you have an issue with somebody, that's one thing. But when you start articulating threats to somebody, that's something totally different. And Vlad is not really worried about it. You know, for all of Vlad, and we've said our things about Vlad on the air. But one thing about it, Vlad is going to do what he does in terms of how he handles his business. And Vlad's not worried about it. But trust me, if Vlad really feels like there's a situation that warrants a certain response, he'll respond. And my money is betting on Vlad that he's got He's got his contingency plan of protection in case something does jump off.
And plus, hold up, and plus on top of that, he done made the money. He done got his subscribers. It's like, therefore, y'all done already empowered him. It's too late now to talk bad about him, call him a vulture and call him all this stuff. Y'all done empowered these guys. And many of us within the culture kept trying to tell y'all, nah, man, he got a platform. Yeah, yeah, we got to get the bag. Yeah, you got your money. You done empowered him now. It's too late now. So y'all like, when y'all were on that whole Cancel Vlad campaign, y'all about like 3-4 years too late.
Yeah. And the fact is with him, I mean, he's going to take care of his business side, but he got to take care of it. And
exactly.
Contrary to what anybody thinks out there, this shit Soulja Boy doing, it's not something that we recommend anybody doing. Number one, if you really got some street shit with somebody, you just go handle it. That's how we were raised. If you really got a problem,
you just go handle all that stuff on a live.
Exactly. You know, don't bark on the live. If you really got an issue, you pull up. And we're saying it's as serious as cancer. You pull up on somebody for real, if you really got an issue. You really want to throw them hands, roll up on them and throw them hands then. You don't need no talking. You don't need to broadcast it. We grew up, if you really had a problem, real gangsters, they just going to go handle the situation. They're not talking. They're not waiting for a response. They're like, nah, we going to go do it. And that's what it is. So,
Soulja
really got a problem with Vlad. You know, my thing is, if you really got a problem with him, you go see him if you really got a problem. You know, talking ain't necessary. And Vlad, and the thing is, you got to take this back to the core of it. Vlad ain't never said nothing about him. You know, and Vlad has said a lot of things, but not all we agree with. Some of it we do agree with. Surprisingly,
yeah.
Like what he said about the video gamers and how you don't want your whole life being revolving around video games in terms of your achievement. I felt that because there's more to your life than being in front of a TV. That's something else. But, I mean, Vlad ain't never said nothing about Soulja Boy. Vlad gets big people on the show.
But at the same time, man, it's just like y'all, it's just like I was going about what I was saying, man. Like, y'all niggas can't get mad now, man. Y'all empowered him. You gave him the best, your best content. Y'all made this vulture what it is. So this is the cost you have to bear. Ain't nobody fault but y'all. We could tell y'all to get down for the get-go. But y'all got so blinded within, oh, he got a platform, oh, he got the bag, or he's going to give me a good look. Yeah. Hey, yeah, it helped him out, but it wouldn't help you. And you know what? And you know, going on switching topics for a minute, it's a lot of good music that dropped today, man. You got new music from Prodigy. They finally released the Heligan Dialect 2. Freddie Gibbs got a new joint out. What's his name? Rome Streets got a new album out, produced by Westside Gunn. J. Cole, I think, got some new music out. So a lot of good music going on.
And yeah, for anybody, the hip hop is not dead. You know, it's still out there alive and well. And it's still a lot of great artists out there. It's a lot of dope artists out there still putting out dope music, you know. So it's like this. Just listen. Just go and look and listen. And you're going to find that there are some people out there still doing their thing. You know,
absolutely.
You know, so hey.
Absolutely, man. And you know what we want to do, man? We want to play one of them joints that Prodigy did. It was with DJ Premier. It was called You Will See, off the new album. So I want to hit y'all with some music. And we definitely going to be back to chop it up.
Yeah.
You will see.
I'm vicious in a pack of wolves. You're not a lion, you just lying. I laugh right in front of you. Soft hands and a frozen heart. Callous thoughts is rough in New York. I pissed E&J and shitted on your rap verse. I spit acid, these niggas the worst. Baby, I done told you, now you see for yourself. They not really monsters, they Scooby-Doo villains. Chill, baby want a gangster, huh? She had enough with the punk shit, she grew up. She acquired a taste for the thugs up in New York. Attracted to the danger, the rush of the street life. Really, we all want love, don't let your pride get in the way and screw it all up. Baby, your love is my drug, my lady heroin. I can't get enough, first time for everything, get your cherry pop. Make a mess of your fresh, yeah, you better stop. Talking all that jazz, yeah, you very high. I will crash your face with the Henny Rock. Now he pulling glass out his mouth, and we rolling up more fire, it never stop. We Clarence to Alabama, the 2017 Nicki and Mallory Knox. And we so high as fuck, this must be heaven. Right here in Queens, New York, sitting on the steps with a bottle. That's where the magic take place. She touched me, I couldn't take the smile off my face. Till the rollers rolled up, they were staring all hard, trying to ruin the mood. Get the fuck up out the yard. We getting real, real nights over here. Super shooting stars, get it popping, no fear. My servant in the dress, legendary fresh, yes. Military sex, diamond in the flesh. And she is a weapon and she is the atomic bomb. My right hand, my firearm, remain calm. Look, if rap was liquor, I'd be the hard stuff. 155 proof, that good Barbados rum. Yeah, if rap was a gun, I'd be the 3-5 long. And if life was music, I'd be a dope rap song. First time for everything, get your cherry pop. Make a mess of your fresh, yeah, you better stop. Talking all that jazz, yeah, you very high. I will crash your face with the Henny Rock. Now he pulling glass out his mouth, and we rolling up more fire, never stop. We Clarence to Alabama, the 2017 Nicki and Mallory Knox.
hoes like to run gang.
Hold up, baby.
Take a walk.
I gotta take care of this real quick. Yeah.
Tight with my Lucas hoes like to run gang.
We got snatch all the bag.
Take a walk.
Yeah. Been in the house for 3 days, high on drugs, me and my bitch, all we do is fight and we fuck. I've been neglecting my first love, a lot of cash. She been cheating on me out there with all these other cats. And the first rule of business, secure the bag, another one, and another one. You can ask Khaled how the young OG spend. My burn like the power line, I make that currency flow. This 357,000 votes, a shock the life out you. I get back to this money, forget all about you. The only thing popping over here is gunpowder. Other than that, I'm laid back and mind my life. I got a tight network of great people. We get things done. Rain, sleet, hail, or snow. I'm out, outside where it's icy cold. But the money keep a nigga on fire though. Hey, it's four seasons. There's no day off. 365, I'm stuck to the grind. I can't shake all this good fortune. Addiction is sex, drugs, money in the spotlight. Get some. It's a war going on, nigga, come outside. You and that bitch too long, nigga, come outside. That's how you turn soft, use a fucking tick. Stop breastfeeding, you missing all the action. We just booked a mark for 70,000. TVs and MacBooks falling off trucks. The little homies pulled up, they trunk full of guns. Try to sell me an arson, I just need a little one. Hit the club with the homies, we just shooting the shit. Chicks try to dance on me, but I curve all of them. I got a thing for a queen, but you not a queen. I got a lioness in my bed, she waiting on me. Bumped into the RZA, we exchange math, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't seen him in years, that's why I need to be out. A now and again, but not too much. I gotta keep my mystique mysterious. Serious, four seasons, there's no day off. 365, I'm stuck to the grind. I can't shake all this good fortune. Addiction and sex, drugs, money in the spotlight. Get some, get some.
Tight with my Lucas hoes like to run game. Take a walk. No doubt, indeed. Tight with my Lucas hoes like to run game. Take a walk. Tight with my Lucas hoes like to run game.
Hold up, baby.
Take a walk.
I gotta take care of this real quick. Yeah.
Tight with my Lucas hoes like to run game.
We got snatch all the bag.
Take a walk.
Yeah. Been in the house for 3 days, high on drugs, me and my bitch, all we do is fight and we fuck. I've been neglecting my first love, a lot of cash. She been cheating on me out there with all these other cats. And the first rule of business, secure the bag, another one, and another one. You can ask Khaled how the young OG spend. My burn like the power line, I make that currency flow. This 357,000 votes, a shock the life out you. I get back to this money, forget all about you. The only thing popping over here is gunpowder. Other than that, I'm laid back and mind my life. I got a tight network of great people. We get things done. Rain, sleet, hail, or snow. I'm out, outside where it's icy cold. But the money keep a nigga on fire though. Hey, it's four seasons. There's no day off. 365, I'm stuck to the grind. I can't shake all this good fortune. Addiction and sex, drugs, money in the spotlight. Get some. It's a war going on, nigga, come outside. You and that bitch too long, nigga, come outside. That's how you turn soft, use a fucking tick. Stop breastfeeding, you missing all the action. We just booked a mark for 70,000. TVs and MacBooks falling off trucks. The little homies pulled up, they trunk full of guns. Try to sell me an arson, I just need a little one. Hit the club with the homies, we just shooting the shit. Chicks try to dance on me, but I curve all of them. I got a thing for a queen, but you not a queen. I got a lioness in my bed, she waiting on me. Bumped into the RZA, we exchange math, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't seen him in years, that's why I need to be out. A now and again, but but not too much. I gotta keep my mystique mysterious. Serious. Four seasons, there's no day off. 365, I'm stuck to the grind. I can't shake all this good fortune. Addiction and sex, drugs, money in the spotlight. Get some. Get some.
Tight, tight, tight with my Lucas hoes like the run game. No doubt, indeed. Tight with my Lucas hoes like the run game.